to your minds.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to another fabulous edition of System Kids here on CKUW 95.9 FM. We are on week number 2 of the annual fun drive. This is where you get an opportunity to show your love to this community radio station and to show your love to young people in and from care and all those in the village that work tirelessly to make sure that young people's needs are met. I am Jaina Cabral. I am your host today along with the lovely Marie Christian. Say hello, Maria.
Hello, Maria.
I'm happy to see you follow instructions very well. Well, good
job. I do my best. It's that need to please.
Oh, okay. Well, see if we. I don't know if we have enough time to dig into that one today. Let's park that for now.
That'll be another theme for another month.
All right. So, welcome to all the listeners. It's a beautiful day. I hope you're tuned into us while you're driving home, or maybe you're just cruising around. Or maybe you're making supper right now in a group home. Or maybe our pals at the Manitoba Youth Center are tuning in. Hello and welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Heart.
And if it's your first time joining us and you don't know who this fabulous sounding voice is from, just to let you know, we are from Voices, Manitoba's Youth and Care Network. We've been empowering young people, their voices, their issues for over 28 years. Mm-hmm. And when we've been rocking the sounds and needs and rights and advocacy strategies for young people through this beautiful station for over 20 years now. You were saying, hey, last week,
yes,
Marie?
23 years.
23?
Yes, in 2001 is when Amy, the director at that time, started the process of going through training and submitting her proposal.
Wow. Okay, so if you guys want to know more about Voices and all the great things they do, definitely hit up Marie at askedvoices.mb.ca or just pop in. Mm-hmm. But if it's winter and slushy out, you got to take off your boots at the door.
Because nobody has time to vacuum and mop all the time.
That's right. So you can find them on the third floor at 61 Juneau Street here in Winnipeg, Manitoba. But remember, we are Manitoba's network. So we also have a toll-free number where any young person can give us a call toll free up in Thompson, in the Paw, in Shamattawa, so many fabulous places in the southern rural places like Emerson or Gretna.
And Churchill. One of the loveliest places I ever got to visit.
Nice. So, again, please pass on our number, 204-982-4956, or toll-free 1-866-982-4956. Mm-hmm. You could also find more info about Voices on our various socials. We're on Insta, we're on the Facebook, we do the X, we're not down with the Discord, we're not... chat snapping or talk ticking or tick tocking, whatever you want to call it. Mm-hmm. I don't know what those cool kids call it nowadays, but you can find us. And like I said, this is our second week of fun drive. We've, I've had some generous sponsors so far towards mm-hmm. our show, showed us some love, but you can still call us now mm-hmm. at 204-774-6877. Or you can just go directly online to fundrive.ckuw.ca and just put on the tagline, in care of to System Kids.
System Kids.
All right, let's get into it. Got a jam-packed agenda for you today.
Yes, we do.
But we always like to ease into it. You know, it's busy, especially the Tuesday after a long weekend. I don't know about you, but dang, it was a day and a half already today. I feel like I worked a full week of work in one day.
I did have a moment of thinking, oh, I'm so glad it's Friday. It's Tuesday.
It's Tuesday. I know. It feels like a crazy Friday. So we like to ease into the hot topics and issues with a gentle little icebreaker. Mm-hmm. So today's icebreaker, I'll give us some classic roses and thorns. What is your rose and thorn from your long weekend, Marie?
Well, my rose would be that I had so much time to sleep. Like, literally on Saturday, I slept until noon, and then I laid in my bed until 4. Ooh. I was so exhausted. I just needed to lay down. And I never do that because I'm not much of a napper, but it felt so good. And then on Saturday or Sunday, it was more of the same, but I had to get myself up and go for a walk because, you know, too much of a good thing.
Yeah.
And then on Monday, I was like, okay, take advantage of this time.
Yeah.
Go lay down. I laid down. I drank tea. I blew my nose all day so that today I feel like my cold is finally gone.
Oh.
It was so good. So that was my rose. My thorn, gosh, don't really have a thorn. For my walk on Sunday, my friend, Squirrely Shirley, our scholarship queen, we went to Costco.
Ooh.
And it's not really a thorn because it's Costco at the end of the day, so you kind of expect it. But it was kind of nutty in there. Like,
yeah, weekend, Costco equals
like,
nutty.
Why is it so busy? Am I forgetting something? Is it a special occasion? No, it's just a Sunday evening at Costco. So it was a little bit crazy, but did our walk. I got my 3,000 steps in at the store.
Nice.
And then blew it all on a hot dog. So
nice.
Again, there was another rose. Like, it was all roses this weekend.
Oh, that's awesome.
How about for you?
My rose is I finally had enough time to catch up on all my laundry, like laundry.
Mm-hmm.
And my thorn is I totally forgot about the Moose game this weekend. Mm-hmm. So it came and went. I was like, don't, man. So sad that, I didn't get to take advantage of those tickets. But if you got tickets, we would love to hear from you how that game went and what happened. Do we know who won?
I have no idea, but I did get a lovely picture from one of the groups that went. We always ask everybody who goes, if you don't mind, to send a selfie back at the game so we can share it with the donors so they know that we really appreciate what they gave us. And very rarely do I get a picture back because, I mean, that could be creepy.
Right.
But this group did, and that was really nice.
Oh.
They looked so happy.
That's awesome. Yeah. So, and my always other thorn is that it just time goes too quick. It just goes too quick.
It does.
Right? So, but yeah, anyway, so what's on the calendar, Marie? You want to tell us what's going on?
Gosh, well, February is just zipping on by, but I'm really glad to say, so we had this contest running from the end of January until present for the Power Up Conference happening in Mississauga, Ontario. And really glad to say we had two excellent entries.
Nice.
And I'm hoping, if not next week, then when we come back, that they will join us on the air, that they'll read their essays. They sent in essays.
Oh, nice.
Folks had the option of an essay or just a phone call or a video.
Mm-hmm.
They sent in essays, and they're so poetic. Like, I was like, are you guys, are you poets? No. Yes, kind of. They're young, so they don't know if they're poets yet, but they are very beautiful.
So they've both been selected to attend with you?
They are both going to attend. I'm going with them.
Nice.
As a support.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure they could. I'm sure they're going to have a
and
great time.
And where's the conference again? Give us the deets. Spill the tea, lady. Come on.
It's hosted by One Vision, One Voice, which is, I guess, a division of the Ontario Children's Aid Society, and it's in Mississauga, which is a suburb of Toronto.
Okay.
So we're going to go there on March 3rd, so the evening beforehand, just to get in.
Mm-hmm.
I don't travel quick anymore.
Right.
Like, I need
yeah.
to, like, decompress.
Yeah.
So we're going to go there the day before, have some dinner. The conference is all day the 4th and the 5th, and then we'll come back on Wednesday the 6th. I'm hoping we'll be able to connect with some of our networking brothers and sisters in Ontario,
yeah,
like Cheyenne and Audrey. So we'll see what time allows. I know travel can be so condensed. I don't want to wear them out.
Right.
And they'll already spend 2 days meeting hundreds of other young people. So,
nice.
So we'll see what we can
nice.
Do.
Nice. Oh, yeah. And so who are the lucky recipients that get to go? Can you say their first names?
I'm hoping so. I asked them. And so their names are Elise and Ioana.
Okay.
So two young women, both from CARE here in Manitoba. One is Afro-Indigenous. One is Ethiopian-Canadian.
Nice.
So just bringing a wealth of experience and knowledge and perspective.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what a great opportunity for them to also learn and grow and network and,
yes,
you know, make new friends and,
yeah,
just, you know. Sometimes,
yeah,
these trips just change a young person's life forever.
Right, right.
You never know.
Your mind is just like,
yeah, blown,
yeah,
mind blown.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So in addition to that, we have, of course, the leadership team, which meets every Wednesday at 4:30. Tomorrow we are having Three Sisters Soup. So if you are craving some Three Sisters Soup, you're welcome to join us.
It is very good soup, in
it's
case
very,
you're wondering.
Yes. And then on Thursday, it's week 4 of Nobody's Parent. I can't believe how quickly it's going through.
Nobody's Parent?
Nobody's Perfect.
Nobody's Perfect.
And actually, it's week 5. So mm-hmm. I'm getting all my numbers. So it's week 5 of Nobody's Perfect. Next week is our finale. I can't believe it already. We still have Winnipeg Symphony Orchestra tickets for this Sunday, Cirque Symphonique. And our big thing that we're working towards, the 10th annual Earl Cook Classic, which is on Saturday, March 16th. We are looking for youth players for the youth team and adult allies for the adult team. Remember, the youth team is anyone voices related, so age 12 to age 30, you are welcome. For the adult team, whether you're a social worker, a police officer, or a firefighter.
Hello!
If you are someone who just stands on the side of young people and walks the path with them, we would love to have you come out and spend the afternoon celebrating the life of this amazing young person and also the lives of our other brothers and sisters in CARE who have passed, but who we take the time to remember once a year.
Nice.
At the very least.
Beautiful. That's right. Earl Cook Classic. Time to get in on that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I guess let's get into the UNCRC. Every week we like to highlight different rights from the United Nations Convention on the Rights of the Child.
Mm-hmm.
This is a fun game that you could do over dinner. You know, do a little pop quiz on your young people. If they don't know all 42 rights, then you send them our way, okay?
Yes.
Okay. All right. But today we're looking at Article 31, which just kind of reminded me of you and everyone on this long weekend.
Mm.
I know this long weekend ensured that we had plenty of opportunity
mm-hmm.
to meet the objective of this article, which
mm-hmm.
states, you have the right to rest, play, and take part in cultural and artistic activities.
Mm-hmm.
So we hope that you are able to spend some quality time with your loved ones honoring Louis Riel Day. I see they had different events at Fort White,
mm-hmm.
and of course there's festival happening, and we had just beautiful weather.
Yes.
You know, so
yeah.
I had a lovely day, like a lovely weekend. We didn't really get to do the activity as a family. Well, we went to the mall. That was our big activity.
Yeah.
We were going to go to the rec room, but whatevs.
Yeah.
Whatevs. It was nice. It was a nice chill weekend. And watched movies. My kid, his goal for the weekend was to watch a movie with me on every TV in the house.
Oh.
So we got one living room, one in my bedroom, one in the basement. So we watched one movie in each TV.
Oh.
I don't know. I'm like, okay.
That's
I'm
cute.
Like, that's an interesting goal,
yeah.
but okay, I'll go with it.
That's very cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so important to take time to play and rest, and that really goes along with our theme of healing and self-love this month.
Yeah.
I was doing a quick Google search on how does the right to play and rest kind of intertwine with that self-care theme? And I found this great site out of Wales, always out of the UK. Mm. There's something great.
I know.
But they wrote, play is what children and young people do when they follow their own ideas and interests in their own way and for their own reasons. Play is fun and helps children to develop, explore, and be creative. Play can be structured or free-flowing and can include musical activities, drama, dance, art, literature, playing sports, getting involved in activities, going for walks, visiting museums, historic sites, specific cultural events or festivals around your own cultural background, activities around tradition, customs, and beliefs, activities in your chosen language, etc. And on their list, they had visiting castles, because again, it's
right.
The UK.
Yeah.
We don't got no castles to visit, but you get the idea. It's exploring whatever kind of makes your heart beat. What are you interested mm-hmm. in? Or if you're one of those really savvy adults, taking a group of kids to something that they don't really think is cool, but mm-hmm. by the end of it, they're like, oh.
Yeah.
One of their favorite memories. So, I mean, at Voices, we incorporate play into everything that we do. Like, it can be pretty dry to sit there in a workshop and just have someone read off 42 rights that you might have. So we play games. Mm-hmm. You learn a lot through play, and you just kind of get a different perspective through play. So it's really important that young people in and from care have that opportunity to play and to rest, and that we remember that even when we're adults, it's important to get some play time in there.
It's so crucial. You know, rest and play, cultural and artistic activities is a right and a need. If it's a need, it's a right for all young people. But, you know, even sometimes young people, you know, get so focused on work and school. And an adult, as helpers, we just want to give to our young people and work. But it's important to take care of ourselves and to allow ourselves time to play.
Mm-hmm.
It is a need. And, you know, I was thinking of a wise woman once said, you know, just even the word recreation, if you break that down, you know, we all need recreation. And if you break down that word recreation, it breaks down to recreate. So when we take time to participate in recreation, we are recreating those juices in us, in that joyful, soulful energy. It mm-hmm. rejuvenates our soul. So, you know, taking time to have fun, a girls' night, a coffee, a tea time,
mm-hmm.
go to the spa, you know, go do a Zumba class. That's not selfish.
Mm-hmm.
You know, young people want us at our best, so we have to take care of ourselves and have fun. That's
mm-hmm.
not selfish. That is a need and will make you a better parent, social worker, youth care worker, helper, fireman,
mm-hmm.
police person, anything. It's
mm-hmm.
very good for you.
Mm-hmm.
So play,
mm-hmm.
work hard. What did they say? All work, no play.
Makes
Marie a dull girl.
Yes, and it's so easy to become dull.
Yeah.
It just, you get into a really, we can all get into a habit of kind of go to work, go to school, go home. Especially when you're a young person in care, your mind might be stuck on survival. Especially
mm-hmm.
if you're a people pleaser, you're going to go to work or go to school, stress yourself out trying to get all those A's,
mm-hmm.
trying to go home and figure out how to think in a loud group home or...
Mm-hmm.
And you're just taking all this pressure upon yourself and not giving yourself a chance to just relieve that pressure by playing, by coming out to the network and just doing weird stuff for the weekend.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
So we want you to play.
And again, also in balance. Yes,
mm-hmm.
you have the right to play, but it doesn't mean you get to play 24/7, like on video games
yeah.
or with friends, right? So we do have to do work. We do have to go to school.
Right.
Probably have
yes.
chores.
Yes, you definitely need to mind your responsibilities, just like the grown folks do.
Yeah.
But it's all about balance. And like Jana said, if you want to sit down and make sure your kids know all 42 of their rights, that is excellent. I highly approve. But kids, here's a secret. If you can just tell them, I don't know all 42, but I do know the 4 B's. I have the right to be healthy, be safe, be heard, be myself. Hey,
yeah.
You win, okay? So those 42 rights can be summarized in the four B's. Say it with me. I have the right to be healthy, be safe,
be heard,
and be myself. You're good.
Yes, that's so beautiful. All right, I think we should take a little break, listen to something. And just a reminder, it is our fun drive. We got some great thank you gifts available to our generous donors. Mm-hmm. A $35 pledge will get you a fabulous friends card to local businesses that are all locally owned. A lot of them are like globally friendly, vegan friendly, and all that, fun hippie stuff. Mm-hmm. If you want to make a $75 pledge, you'll get the fabulous local artist designed fun drive t-shirt plus a friends card. A 95.9 donate pledge will get you a CKUW toque and a friend card. 125 will get you a thank you gift as a t-shirt, a toque, and cards. 170, you'll get a hoodie and cards. 200, a hoodie, a shirt, and cards. Wow. And then the big kahuna pledge for $500 will get you a classic CKUW monogamous radio.
That had me laughing all
Which means that the radio is just exclusively tuned to your favorite station, CKUW 95.9 FM.
Yes.
Tax receipts, I think we forgot to mention this last week, are available upon request. Specifically for pledges $35 and up.
Yeah, if you're feeling like, I don't need any more stuff, I want to support, but I just don't need any more stuff, that's all right. You can get a receipt, and we are just as thankful for that.
Absolutely. All right. So we're going to have a little song break. We're going to listen to my favorite Canadian artist, Mr. Colin James.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Bryan Adams.
Bryan Adams is not my favorite. No. All right. Okay. Just give me 1 second. Okay. Oh, no. It was ready to go. Ding, ding, ding. Okay, sorry. Slow, I didn't have enough coffee. Okay, you're listening to CKW 95.9 FM. And okay, 1 second, it's not working. CT3. Okay. All right, maybe let's skip that. Let's go to weather for now. Okay. The weather currently in Winnipeg is beautiful.
Very beautiful. That sunshine over this weekend and today was just so replenishing.
Yeah, so it's currently going down to, it's currently -5. It's going to drop down to -7. Tonight, overnight we'll go down to -11. Tomorrow we'll wake up with beautiful, partly sunny day and only be -1. And it looks like it's going to be warm. Also Thursday, -1. Friday we'll get a little chilly, -8. And on Saturday, after the beautiful full moon, we will wake up to a beautiful sunshiny day and it'll be +6.
Oh,
great,
my goodness.
Great barbecue weather.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So beautiful, beautiful weather right now. It is -5. Like I said, it's mostly cloudy. The humidity is at 75%, and the wind is 8 kilometers an hour going west.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I was just looking at the friends card, and you know what? I have to admit, I like making an annual gift to CKUW as a thank you, as a personal thank you for the space that we get here on the show. But I always forget to use my friend's card.
Me too.
It sits in my wallet, and at the end of every year, I'm like, darn it, I did it again. So this year, I am going to be intentional about going to some of these places, and I'm going to try the Yellow Dog Tavern. I've never been there before, but I've heard good things about it. Half Pints Brewing. I hear about that often. So I want to try that one as well. And there's a bookstore, which is dangerous for me.
Which one? Is it Prairie Sky?
No, it's Burton Lysecki Books.
Oh, never heard of that.
Neither have I. It's 527 Osborne Street, and you get 10% off. Now, I'm bad for buying books. Mm. I need to stop buying books. But there's a bookstore on here, and it's 10%. Come on now. I need to stop by. There might be just something I can...
For me, I want to go to Into the Music. Some classic local musicians.
10% off all regular priced vinyl, CDs, cassettes, turntables, and accessories.
Yeah, 10% adds up.
Mm-hmm.
And then rag pickers. I'm going to get some cool clothes that are unique, you know, and not cheaply made.
Yes. Yeah, some good, long-lasting clothes. And UN luggage. Which I've never gone into. They're up in the Exchange. And when I was a kid, we would go, because I grew up in the Exchange, so we'd kind of walk around there. And that just always looked like a really fancy store.
Okay.
So I don't know if I would go. Well, I'm an adult now. I need to get over it. I'll go check it out.
Nice. All right. So I got the music all sorted out. So we are going to listen to Colin James. One of my favorite songs, Five Long Years. And remember, Fun Drive, give us a call. Someone is standing by the phone. You can give us a call at 204-774-6877. Thank you, and we'll be right back. You're listening to System Kids here on CKUW 95.9 FM. Hope you enjoyed that jam as much as I did.
Isn't that sweet? 5 long years, and I love you just to say, aw.
That's cool.
That's nice. It's
very nice. So, let's get into it. Do you want to jump into child welfare in the news, or want to talk about our community connection?
Well, yeah, let's do our community connection first.
Okay. What's going on? What's community connection we want to connect to about? Well,
let me surprise you on this one. Our community connection is CKUW 95.9 FM.
Dun, 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 dun.
And for very good reason, as Jaina mentioned at the top of the show, they have been providing youth in and from care an hour of power on the radio for 23 years now.
Wow.
And we are just so appreciative because there aren't very many spaces where in public media where young people could just have space to talk about the issues and the topics that are important to them, especially when they're living under the child welfare system. And we've been really, really fortunate to be able to also open the space to some of our community partners and our allies. Jen from the General Authority came on years ago to talk about the early days of the tuition waivers. Steve DeGroot from Getting to Better has come on to talk about relationships.
Now Bravia Consulting.
Yeah. Strength-based, relationship-based.
Oh, yeah. So many strength-based projects and strategies he's started, I guess, empowering our workers and staff and caregivers in Manitoba within the child welfare realm and supporting supervisors to better support their employees. Because as we know, people don't quit jobs, they quit their bosses. And he's expanded that, connected and worked with, you know, some amazing psychiatrists and doctors and, you know, like Bruce Perry and that kind of those kind of people in that caliber, and has expanded to, you know, enhancing the quality of work and work environment for people within the justice system, within healthcare, within hospitals, all over the states, all over, you know, Canada. Gone to Australia how many times to work over there? Like, Steve DeGroot is rocking it.
Yes, and he has taught us many foundational things about working with youth. And to be able to invite him and that he would come spend time with us on here, and as well as many folks that I'm not remembering off the top of my head, but who have been so important to this show, even over the pandemic, where we got to pivot and do everything recording, pre-recording over Zoom.
Yeah.
That gave us even more opportunity to interview young people from, there was the young lady from the States, the young man from New Zealand.
Yeah.
You know,
another
like.
Another young lady from the UK.
Yes, yes. So, like this, this little hour, this 1 hour out of all the hours that make up a week, we treasure it and we appreciate it, and we hope that you do too. So as you're listening, I hope that you will remember to pledge your support for CKUW, and remember there's a number of ways that you can show your support. You can call right now. Scott is waiting by the phones, and that number is 204, if I remember correctly.
774-6877.
Yes, or you can send an e-transfer, probably the quickest and easiest thing in the world. Go online to your financial institution, send an e-transfer. Remember to put your name and System Kids in the memo and send it to fundrive@ckuw.ca, or go online. Go to the website. There's directions there on how you can make your support using the website.
Wow. So, yes, community, campus community radio. Again, it's independent radio, so it's commercial free. You know, we're not being run by the big guy. They say, you know, whoever holds the purse holds the strings. This is, we want to keep this station belonging to community, to people. Beautiful alternative radio where you get to hear and discover amazing local artists that aren't, you know, your typical top 40 music. And if you want to make a donation. You know, maybe you're a student right now listening, and, you know, we know budgets can be a little tight, but you can make also do a payment plan. I don't know why my mic seems to be cutting in and out. I don't know if that's just here or not.
I think it's just your headphones because you sound perfect in my ears.
Oh, okay. My headphones. So for if you want to do a $200 pledge, you could spread that out over 12 months, and that just works out to $16.67 a month. Or for the famous, probably one of the most popular ones, if you want to be like legit and same-sames, you want to make a contribution to CKUW 95.9 FM, you can make a pledge for $95.9 and that's only $7.99 a month. That's like one Starbucks coffee.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
That's cheaper than a Starbucks coffee. I'm sorry.
True. True.
I spent that amount. I thought, oh, I want to try this vanilla creme latte ice thing. You know what they gave me? It was like $9 and it literally just tasted like melted vanilla ice cream. That was not what I was expecting. I could have got the same thing at McDonald's for $2.
Hey.
Hey, pa. So if you're bougie enough to go to Starbucks, you can do $7.99 a month and, you know, ensure that we keep independent alternative radio free. Like we said, last week we went over some of the shows. There's a great variety. Nowhere else can you find that. You know, if you listen to typical radio, you have your rock stations, your country, your top 40, your 80s. This, you get a little bit of everything. You get Latin night, you get disco, you get trap music, you get Democracy Now. We were talking about your favorite jazz
voyage.
Was that Wednesday mornings?
Wednesday mornings.
Right.
Yes.
So it's great. Yeah. So
let's take a second to maybe say thank you to some of the folks who've supported System Kits so far.
Okay. Okay.
I think you have.
Yes. So last week we had a very generous pledge from our old pal, not old, still young like us because it's like our age, but was a co-host, was a host, a producer of the show for many, many years, Shimon Siegel, and from his law office, they pledged a very generous amount of $1,000.
Thank you.
Thank you so, so much. We also had a very generous donation from Caitlin, who made a, she will be getting a friends card for her $35 pledge. Jennifer, also thank you. Big, big muchos gracias. Beijing yush for you for your $170 pledge. You're definitely going to get some thank you swag from the station. Also, Connor, thank you very much, Connor, for $75 pledge. The $75 pledge, you will get the classic t-shirt. Every year there's a new design for the shirt, new
local artist
designed, and again a friend's card. Marietta, also thank you very much for your contribution to the network, and you know, for showing support for young people. It's a lot of people say, oh yeah, I support young people in care. Yeah, thanks for telling. Can you show us? And you guys are showing us. So thank you. Yeah, so so Jennifer, 170, I'm not sure if that's just from you, Jen, or from
the team
of people at the General Authority, who we love, always been great supporters of our show. You guys are going to get a hoodie and friends cards. So maybe we can meet you for lunch one of these days, Jen, at one of those places on the friends card, since you'll have a discount to hook us up with now. So, yeah, so thank you very much, and thank you to those that are listening, and thank you to those that are going to make this pledge. And like I said, you can break it up into payment plan for as little as $2.91 a month. That'll get you the friends card, and really will pay for itself with all those discounts at different local businesses and stuff. Okay.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, we appreciate you guys very, very much because your support allows us to have segments such as Child Welfare in the News. And just to give a trigger warning, as they say, this article deals with the death of children. So if you have little ears, please feel free to turn on Coco Melon. And then let's talk. Let's talk about how this played out for this tragedy.
Right.
So as many of you will recall, last weekend, not this one, but the one before, we were met with the really horrible news of the murder of five people in Carmen, Manitoba. This article is called "Mother of Teen Slain in Carmen, Manitoba Says Child and Family Services Ignored Her Safety Concerns," and it was posted on February 15th on CBC News. So the gist of the story of the article is that the mother of the 17-year-old had been warning CFS for the time that her daughter was in care, that the family she was with, she did not feel comfortable with her there. She felt like she would be unsafe there. So I should have highlighted this, but she talked about how she had serious misgivings about the man who is now the accused, because of his own struggles. He had mental health issues. He was getting into trouble. He was arrested. I can't find it fast enough. He was arrested on another charge of mischief earlier, and so she constantly reached out to CFS to say, my daughter is not safe there. I don't like her being there. Can we find her somewhere else? And unfortunately, there was never a change in placement made.
Okay. Does it say anything how long she'd been at this placement? Or which authority was this child with?
No, they don't mention that. But they do mention that the mom, so the mom's name... Hastings is her last name, Juliet Hastings. The mom was also in care when she was a young person.
Okay.
And she had lived with the family. It says her cousin, Amanda Clearwater, that was the woman who was murdered. Her cousin's family had been her foster family. So she was fine with the Clearwater family.
Okay.
It was the partner that she was not comfortable with.
Right. It also says that CFS, she alleges that CFS didn't do any safety checks or criminal record checks on him, but that is standard. Like, they need to do that. That's the first thing that is done when a child is placed with caregivers, is everyone gets background checks, which will show previous contact with agency, will show criminal record, you know, pending charges, past charges, assessment of risk, high, medium, low, you know, and I see the only previous charges they're referring to is mischief, which is not really a violent offense. What could that be? Like, maybe he threw a coffee in the Tim Hortons?
Right.
We don't know.
It's so something about the electronics in the Tim Hortons. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it sounds like this family had been going through a hard time for some time. The mom says here, after she lost her sister 2 or 3 years ago, it really impacted the relationship between her and her daughter.
Okay.
And her daughter just started to spiral. And so mom was having a tough time and said, I cannot do this by myself anymore. Yeah. So mom made a good choice and reached out for help.
Right.
She just wasn't completely comfortable with the folks on the other side.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's so sad. My heart goes out to that family and to that mom, and to, you know, whoever else is in the village of this young lady, including workers. You know, it's hard. It's complicated. It's not a black and white issue. It's very easy to say, oh, CFS didn't listen. It's quite common for parents to not be in favor sometimes of placements that are like family or people that they've known before because of maybe past conflict between them. So, you know, just to there needs to be more evidence mm-hmm. of it not being safe,
concern.
Right?
Yeah.
And also, like, there are safeguards in place, like prior contacts, like criminal record, also character references, like calling people that know the family, and most importantly, checking in with that young person,
mm-hmm.
visiting at least once a month, not at the home in front of the family, but, you know, maybe out in school, maybe mm-hmm. pick them up, go for lunch, one-on-one check in, right? So, and at 15, she was 15, so
17.
Oh, 17. Okay.
Yeah, so she was 17. So it'd be really important to be having those conversations with her. But how do you feel? Are you feeling safe?
Yeah.
You know, are your 4Bs mm-hmm. being respected?
Right. Mm-hmm. And that is a mandatory policy that there be at least one face-to-face contact with her assigned worker at least once a month,
mm-hmm.
right? And again, young person, you can call your worker anytime. You know, you don't have to wait for that once a month visit if you're ever feeling unsafe or unheard, or, you know, maybe things were all cool for a long time and then, you know,
something's going sideways.
All of a sudden, someone's acting different. Mm-hmm. Maybe they're having a mental health crisis and they just seem totally different now and you don't feel safe. Please call and mm-hmm. reach out.
Yeah.
We say young people are the experts in their own lives.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if a young person tells me they're doing well, they're happy, they're not concerned, they feel safe, you know, like what we say voices, ask, listen, believe,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So
I think the tricky thing with that sometimes is the asking part, because it can be really easy, especially when we're busy, to just take a first answer as the only answer.
Right.
But if you ask some good questions, mm-hmm. you might be able to get the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey used to say.
Right.
But like before you transition from this article, I'm just wondering if we could have a quick chat about if a parent whose child is in care does have concerns.
Right.
And they see it because they know their child, so they're like, there's something wrong.
Yeah.
But they can't put their thumb on it for the agency. What can they do? What would you suggest that they do to communicate their concerns in a way that doesn't make them now appear as, like, hyper concerned?
Like I said, reporting to the agency, reporting to a worker, and not just by phone. I would do it by email so that there's a record. I would CC a supervisor. If you still feel like you're not being heard, I would CC a director. If at that point the parent feels like they're still not being heard, I would pass on the complaint to the authority. And at that point, if we weren't feeling satisfied with, then I would reach out to the news.
Yeah, okay.
You know, get yeah. some media attention on it. Hardly ever needs to go that far.
Right, yeah.
There are so many amazing people that do this work because they love and want to help and walk alongside families and strengthen them. You know, I'm really fortunate to work in an amazing environment with an amazing team that, you know, enables us to not just support and be available to the young person, but to the caregivers and to the parents, and, you know, to try and do whatever possible to make sure that there's harmony mm-hmm. as much as possible mm-hmm. between everyone that loves that child,
mm-hmm.
you know, and not just everyone that loves this child, everyone that loves this child, everyone that's important to this child, anyone that could possibly be willing to love this child in the future, you know, mm-hmm. bring them in too, you know, as many, because it takes a village,
it
right?
It takes a village. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's really sad. And
yeah.
There's just been too many sudden passings
mm-hmm.
of young people. I know also the week before, I guess the first week of February, another young person in care was murdered.
Oh, no.
In mm-hmm. his apartment. That mm-hmm. was in the news, I think by 3 individuals.
Okay,
and
I did hear about that.
Yeah, so, you know, my heart goes out to his family and also to his village, mm-hmm. to the workers, to the case managers, right? He's part of an independent living program. My heart also goes out to the other young people living in that building on independent living. Like, how scary is that for them?
Yeah.
So, you know, more needs to be done. For sure, there's always room for improvement.
Yes.
And, yeah, so, but I wouldn't, you know, I'm not going to be, what would they call it, like, set to burn anyone at the stake at this point. Like, it's, you know, it's very unfortunate. It's very tragic.
There's always more to the story.
There is more. Yeah.
Little intricacies that we as readers, just as consumers of the media, maybe won't know.
Yeah, ever. We only get the sneak peek preview of what's going on. There's so much that we can't share, right? It's, there's child privacy laws. There's, you know, protection. Yeah, so we don't have all the information.
Right.
But a parent's concern should be expressed and it should be investigated. You know, I'd also like to add is also being able to reach out to the Manitoba Advocate for Children and Youth. They may, you know, they may not say that they can help because they are for children, but they will follow up with that child and give that child an opportunity, not just to have a social worker through the agency to support them, but then they would get assigned, you know, an advocacy officer that'll be attached to them as well. Also, if you're a parent and you're concerned in the moment, in the evening or weekend, you can report that to the after hours team. They will assess if it's an emergency or if it could be put on hold and forwarded to the caseworker for the next day. But if it's an immediate concern, please call 944-4200.
And that's for Anchor, not for the Advocate's Office.
Yeah, that's for after hours, right. And Advocate's Office, I believe, is 204-989-7800 or 7850, something like that.
7800. You know, I'm going to Google it. I used to know that by heart, but I'm old.
Yeah, it's been a while. But we have good friends there that are amazing. And again, love young people, love families. We got Sonia, we got Krista Ray, and they're really kick ass.
Yes.
Sorry, I swore.
Yes. Yeah. I think just at the heart of it is just remembering that you do have a voice. And I really like, Jaina, that you outlined the ladder of advocacy that really gets responded to. I know when I was younger and feeling frustrated that my voice wasn't being heard, I would just go straight to the minister's office. And they were like, try the ladder.
And, you know, and to document, right? Like, that's something I learned when I was in care, is that I would call and I would leave a message for my worker. And then I'd like, what if, you know, there's no proof that I left this voicemail, if she deletes it. So, you know, back in the 90s, I used to send a fax and I would write the date and I would keep a copy for myself. And, you know, and then I would follow up saying, oh, look, I sent this
according to my fax.
Yes, this was sent and it's been a week. I still haven't heard anything or, you know. So, but nowadays we could do email, right?
Yes.
So all of that gets tracked.
So the number for the Advocate's Office, if you are a child or youth in care, even up to the AYA or Agreements with Young Adult Age, so up to age 21, you can call 204-988-7440 or toll-free anywhere in Manitoba, 1-800-263-7146. You have a right to be heard. Just like you have a right to play and rest, and you have a right to practice your culture and your religions and traditions, you have the right to make your voice heard and to have your opinions taken seriously. So if you as a young person have some concerns about your placement, call them. If you as a parent have some concerns about your child's treatment and care, call them.
Oh my goodness.
We are so nearly out of time. We were going to talk about our theme for this month, which was healing and self-care, but I think we might have run too close to the timeline.
Well, we talked about self-care and self-love, talking about our rights and our rose and thorn. But yes, just love yourself because you are loving, loved, and be loved. And, you know, that's like a nice little mantra you could say to yourself in the mirror and just lovingly look at yourself, blow yourself a kiss. say, I am so beautiful. I love you, me.
I was looking for a resource online, and there's, of course, there's so much. I found a good article called What Self-Love Truly Means and Ways to Cultivate It in Yourself. And the author goes through, what does self-love mean? Five benefits of self-love. And 10 signs of lack of self-love. So, you know, especially as someone coming from care, some of these really, really resonated with me. So one of the signs is perfectionism and fear of failure, avoidance of self-care and neglect of personal needs, tolerating toxic or abusive relationships, difficulty saying no or overcommitting. Oh my goodness, why are they reading my journal? Anyway, so she goes through 10 other signs of a lack of self-love. Yeah.
Negative self-talk is another important one to recognize.
Like, yeah.
You know, this is something we can call young people on. We can, it's easy to catch them, you know, putting themselves down. I'm so dumb or blah, 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 I don't deserve that. And that's not true. And it's really important to nip that in the bud because, you know, our thoughts, our seeds and our feelings are the flowers of those thoughts, right?
Yeah.
So plant nice, loving seeds in our young people. Young people, do that for yourself and then you will, that'll help you feel better.
Yeah.
But yeah, signs of lack of self-love, self-sabotaging behaviors, inadequacy, low self-esteem. You know, this is why we say, like, love is free. This is how we help young people, is just to, like, love them till they can love themselves.
Right.
And when young people love themselves, they won't accept crap.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And we talk about young women that are, and not just young women, young men, too, or non-binary individuals. You know, if they feel like crap, they accept crap from other people.
Yeah.
But when you self-love, talk about, Don Miguel Ruiz talks about this really beautifully in the book called Mastery of Love. And yeah, so.
Well, you know, just to balance out the sense of lack of love, 8 ways to practice self-love.
All right, give it to us, girl.
Very quickly.
Give it to me, Maria.
Is to know yourself.
Yes.
And she talks about thinking of getting to know yourself, like starting a new relationship. As cheesy as it sounds, take yourself on dates. Notice what makes you smile. The same amount of attention you would put into a crush, put that attention into yourself. Fish for compliments, or even more than fishing for compliments, learn how to accept them.
Yes.
If somebody says, man, you have such a sweet smile.
I know, right?
Just be like, thanks. Don't be like, oh no, my teeth are crooked. My gap is getting too big. build self-care routines. You know, I recently started moisturizing my face every night, and I was so surprised on how good. It's like 30 seconds with a little teeny tiny dab of lotion. Find the ways to take care of yourself. Prioritize self-compassion. And self-compassion is just acknowledging that you're human and you're going to make mistakes, and that's okay. nurture positive self-talk and affirmations, like Jaina was just telling us.
That's beautiful. I'm sorry I have to cut you off, Marie.
If
you can post this
on our Instas. There's only two more. I'll just say them really quickly. You can start the extra. I'll be good. Embrace your uniqueness. You are wonderfully weird. Embrace it. Love it. Practice gratitude for your body. Look at yourself. This is really hard, but look at yourself and just be like, I like my elbows today. Find 3 things you love. And the last one is set and enforce healthy boundaries. It's hard.
Yeah.
And we can talk about that more another day, but
yes,
you got to do it.
All right. Thank you very much, our listeners. Thank you, Marie, for doing all that research. And if you could post that on our socials, maybe the 8 signs of lack of self-love and then 8 solutions for that. I think that would be really great and very handy. Thank you again to all our generous pledgers that have pledged thus far. If you can still call now at 204-774-6877. Thank you for listening. Again, we're always around. If you have any email, if you want to email, find out more about us, you can email us at ask@voices.com.